Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, today's football picks are brought to you by Elect. 825, building our future. And by London menswear brand, Charles Tyrwhitt.
Charles Tyrwhitt.
I should know that. Everyone knows the Tyrwhitt family.
I wear them all the time at SNY.
Shop
They're
your
great.
New favorites at ctshirts.com. In the league when they pay.
Perfect Parlay Pick Segment, Week 16. BT is out, but he has sent me his picks. He is the leader, 230 points. I have 180 in second place. Hoff, last year's champion, is in third with 140. Winner gets to pick the costumes that the two losers have to dress up in. Last year it was Doink and Goldust, so we look forward to seeing what happens there. I got 3 weeks to catch BT. All right, so hit me with BT, and C-Mac is going to fill in, obviously not for BT necessarily, but he'll give his own perfect parlay here. All right, Dovey, hit me with the music. That's what BT would usually say.
Dovey! Zoo is in
for, there you go. Zoo is in for Dovey today. BT sent me his picks. Cardinals -5. He sent me 4.5, but the line is 5, so we got to go off of that.
Yeah, I had it 4.5, too.
Cardinals -5, and he's got the Eagles and Commanders over 45.5. I'll get to the straight-up picks in a little bit. So BT going for a two-teamer, looking to keep things moving here. Two teams worth 25, three team worth 50, four team worth 100. BT has the Cards -4.5 and the Eagles, Cards -5 and the Eagles and Commanders over 45.5. C-Mac, what do you got?
Well, I mentioned it with Nick. I love Pittsburgh at +6.5. This is one of the best rivals in the sport. They play close games. I love Pittsburgh's defense. This is a tough divisional game in the cold in December. Give me Pittsburgh +6.5. This is my jam right here.
What is it?
This is the pause music.
For the Bond
for James Bond.
Good call, guys.
This song is...
All right, there you go. All right, don't let's not get too distracted. Get back on track.
I'm also with BT on the Cards -5. They run the football, and Carolina can't stop the run. I know Carolina's been better in the last handful of weeks, but I love James Conner. I love this run offense. They are an up-and-down team that sometimes can play down to competition, but I just think they're better than the Panthers, and I expect them to run the football, keep control of this game. So give me the Cards -5.5, and then I'm going to take the Lions -6.5. I know how many injuries they have defensively, but this Lions team, and the one thing about this coach, besides, you know, doing ridiculous things on fourth down and onside kicks. What he does is he gets the team ready. And I think he is going to sell this team on everybody has counted us out. We're no longer the best team in the conference. We have too many injuries, blah, 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 blah. Even losing Montgomery hurts, but their run game is still dangerous with Gibbs. So I think he's going to have this team ready to go out and take on a broken, in many ways, Bears team in this division and go out and lay the wood and try and establish themselves back as the best team in the conference. So give me Pittsburgh +6.5, Cardinals -5, Lions -6.5.
All right, there you go. Hoff, what do you got? You're trying to get back in this thing here. What do you have for us in Week 16? Contra.
Okay, good.
Come on. You know it, bro. Come on.
Professional, are we? All right, listen, just really quickly, I'm not going to give explanations. You know why I do things, because I'm a nut. I'm going 4 picks because I need that 100. Simple. Detroit -6.5 at Chicago. Minnesota, -3 at Seattle. Is that right?
Yes. Minnesota's at Seattle.
And then these two may shock you. New York Giants, +8.5 at Atlanta. Mm-hmm. New York Jets, +3 versus the Rams.
You're taking the Jets?
Do it.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Hit me with the good stuff, Zoo. I need a win. Badly. I cannot lose to BT. I mean, I would have said that to his face, but especially that he's not here. I cannot lose to BT in the Perfect Parlay Pick segment. We both lost to Hoff last year. I got to get a win. Only a few weeks left to do it. I'm going 3-teamer right now. I honestly don't love a lot of games. Last week I did, and I missed an opportunity. Give me Seattle +3 at home over Minnesota. I know Geno Smith has a banged-up knee. He still said he expects to play. I just think that's a weird spot with the Vikings. As good as the Vikings have been, and they have been great, laying 3 points on the road in Seattle to a very good Seahawks team. Give me Seattle. I'll take my chances. Assume Geno plays and is healthy. And assuming Seattle can at the very least cover a field goal at home against the Vikings, even though I know the Vikings have been better, give me the home dog. Game number two, I'm also going to take another home dog. And I've been betting against the Eagles all year. Why not one more time? I've been losing. Give me the Commanders +3.5 over Philadelphia. I just think the Commanders are a dangerous team, division rival. At some point, you think the Eagles are maybe going to lose a game. They don't even have to lose. I'm getting 3.5 at home. So give me Washington to keep that game close, +3.5. Nasty division rivalry. Maybe they send a little message to Philadelphia, even though I do think Philadelphia now clearly the best team in the NFC and maybe in all the NFL. Game number three. I'm going down to Atlanta. The Dirty Birds are going to kick the snot out of the New York Giants. It's 8.5. It sounds like a lot. They are loaded with weapons. They're better on defense than people think. And Michael Penix making his debut is going to light up the Giants and also make them look bad in the process for passing him over when they had a need at QB. Everybody questioned the draft pick. You won't be questioning why Atlanta selected Penix after this one. Giants are DOA, dead team, walking dead on arrival. The Falcons are going to stomp them out, lay the 8.5 with confidence. Washington +3.5 at home over the Eagles. Seattle +3 over Minnesota at home. Atlanta at home -8.5 over the hapless Giants. Straight up, give me the Falcons and the Rams. C-Mac, what do you got?
Falcons and the Rams. I hope you're right, man. I hope you're right.
Yeah, see, Hop, what do you got?
Well, BT's got Atlanta and the Rams.
Yes, he's got the same thing. You're going Jets, aren't you? Come on, man.
Not crazy.
Wait.
The Rams?
It's not crazy.
Jets?
You think the Giants?
No, don't do it. Don't you do it.
I'm doing Jets.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm not kidding. That would be the worst win in professional sports history.
Even I agree. I'm not a tanker, but at this point, it would be if they won a game.
Can you imagine going through this season?
No.
All of this losing, all of this, you know, the planes and all the nonsense, everything that started with the stupid Hard Knocks show, the whole bit, everything.
You don't have to worry about it.
Daniel Jones, all of it. And then they're picking eighth because they won this stupid game against the rookie quarterback. I won't be able to take it.
Yeah, not.
I won't be able to take it.
Now, they may cover. I wouldn't be shocked at that, although I would be surprised.
Right.
I would be shocked if they actually won this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com